You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Last week, we told you that New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu had a choice to make on SB 89, a bill which had been amended to disallow any provisions of the federal For the People Act in state elections. Governor Sununu chose Friday to sign SB 89, saying that he was praying the S1 For the People Act did not pass in the U.S. Senate. But democracy advocates say that if the For the People Act passes, SB 89 would cause local New Hampshire election officials to have to run two elections, one state and one federal, with different ballot voter registration systems and rules. Also signed by the governor was HB 263, which doubles the per-individual campaign funding limits and increases the level at which the candidates will have to tell the public where their money came from. One bill which was vetoed by the governor was HB 98, which would have changed the date of the New Hampshire state primary from September to August. The governor cited a time-tested date and that a midsummer date would both depress turnout and make it more challenging to recruit poll workers. As the governor moves past the democracy-related bills this past term, all eyes are focused on the Federal For the People Act and the state anti-voter bills pending in the New Hampshire House. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.